Bibles to the book of Ruth, chapter 4. Ruth chapter 4. And I guess I'm going to read the first. It doesn't matter. The first 10 verses. Ruth chapter 4. The one right after 3. Ruth. Right before Samuel.
Okay.
Old Testament.
Now you see.
Well, I bought a Bible. It's got these little slots in it. It's got the names. I'm going to tell you something. They help. They really do. Well, I know the general vicinity, but there's a lot of pages in this thing. Ruth chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsmen of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsmen, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the land of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in the former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. That's where I'm going to stop. Because there's a lot there. This is the ending of the book of Ruth. This is the ending of the story of Ruth, who was a Gentile from Moab. And I just wanted to point out a few things here in this. This is the redemption of Ruth. And the first key thing that hit me when I was reading this the other day, Ruth isn't there. Ruth is completely absent from the redemption. She was, the first 3 chapters, you're going to find her everywhere. You're going through this, going through that, and there's a lot of stuff going on that I'm not going to get into. But she's doing what Naomi told her. She's going to see Boaz and all this stuff happens. But when it comes down to the redemption, it's on Boaz and Boaz alone, and Ruth doesn't have any say in the matter. Not in redemption. She had no part in the redemption. She wasn't even there. The only one involved in this, the only one doing anything at this time, is the Redeemer, Boaz. And Ruth comes with the redemption. Naomi is selling a parcel of land that belonged to her husband. Boaz is going to buy it because the near kinsman couldn't. Boaz is going to buy it. Ruth isn't there. And the reason that Ruth isn't there is because she had nothing to say in this matter. She had nothing to do with her own redemption. Now, this is a human illustration of the redeeming of Christ's people, I believe. Redemption has never changed. Just as Christ has never changed. In this account of the redemption of Ruth, we see the way Christ redeems his people. He buys them. He purchases them. And they had no say in the matter at all. It was his work. Just as this was Boaz's doing. Ruth had no say in it. We have no say in redemption. Most people, by which I mean unbelievers, see this as a wonderful love story. And it is. It is. It's a beautiful story. It's also true. But there's also a lot to it that most people do not see. There's more to it than most will understand. People look at this and say, that would make a wonderful movie. Naomi and her husband, they move away, and this girl falls in love with Naomi's son. Then they all die, and they come back, and they meet Boaz, and they fall in love. Well, that part sort of does happen. But there's a deeper meaning to it. They don't understand this is the redemption. And it's a picture, it's a type, it's an example of the redemption of Christ's people. The redemption of Christ's people is very important to me. And what he did for Ruth, what is shown here, Boaz did for Ruth, is the same sort of thing that Christ did for me and did for every single one of his people. But most people see this as a romantic interlude in a book, and that's about it. They may see it as a story about love conquering all. Well, true love does conquer all. But the world doesn't know about true love. Yeah. The world doesn't know anything at all about true love. Yeah. Because God is love. But it does show us some things about the redemption of the people of God. Now, granted, in the first three chapters of this book, you will see Ruth doing some things before the redemption. It's a human story. This is an actual account of something that actually happened. And it is the true story of a woman trying to get the attention of a man, and I like how he put it, hoping to find grace in his sight. She does. But in this, at the very end of chapter 3, verse 13, we have a nice little section. Well, it's not quite the end, but it's right there. Where am I? I'm at the wrong place. I'm sorry, it's verse 18. In verse 17, Boaz sends her home to her mother, Naomi. and says, don't go empty, take 6 measures of barley. Then Naomi says something to Ruth, which is just wonderful, I think. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished this day. That gave me chill bumps a little bit. Naomi told Ruth to wait. And that's what Ruth had to do. Because Naomi knew Ruth had nothing to do with this redemption that was going to take place. Naomi had nothing to do with this redemption that was going to take place other than it was her land. Boaz had something to do. And Boaz did it. Now, he did tell Ruth he was going to do this. He said, tarry this night, and it shall be morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, talking about the other near kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he won't do it, I will. I will do the part of a kinsman to thee. As the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning. Here we see that Boaz chose Ruth. Boaz chose her first, before the redemption. Before the redemption, Boaz chose Ruth, then he redeemed Ruth. Even in the Old Testament, election comes before redemption. And it's Boaz chose Ruth because he loved Ruth. Love comes before election. The order of salvation has never changed either. God loved us, God chose us, God redeemed us. Now, if you want to get into it, the loving and the choosing, the election, was before the foundation of the world. The redemption was in time. But it was just as certain as the love and the election that preceded it, in our fear. Then Boaz, when he was laying this on the near kinsman, who just happened to be walking by at that time, told him that if you do the part of a kinsman, if you're going to do this redemption, he says, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. There is more to this redemption than just paying for something, than just purchasing something. Boaz told him, the Redeemer has to marry the redeemed. I didn't make these rules. God did. Walter, I'm beginning to see a trend here, even in the Old Testament, of these people, these men of God, marrying Gentile brides. Joseph did it. He had a Gentile bride while he was down in Egypt. Joseph was a type of Christ. Married a Gentile bride. Boaz here as Redeemer is a type of Christ. married a Gentile bride. It's amazing how this stuff works out. Believers now in this day as the church are to be the bride of Christ. And we are, for the most part, Gentiles. There are some Jews that are being saved now. But as the church is to be the, well, actually is the bride of Christ. Here we see Boaz taking a Gentile bride to marry. There's more to redemption than just buying it. There's what happens. But this kinsman said, I can't redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. The redeemer has to be capable of redemption. Boaz was capable of the redemption of Ruth and Naomi. This other fellow wasn't. If it had been up to that other fellow alone, it wouldn't have happened. But it wasn't. God provided Boaz for Ruth in this time. And Jesus Christ was the only one capable of the redemption of the people of God. No one else was capable. No one else is capable. The Redeemer has to have the power to redeem. He has to have the authority to redeem. He has to have the right to redeem. And he has to be willing to redeem. And Jesus Christ is all of those things to his people. Being a near kinsman is nice, but that don't mean that you can pay the price. There's power has to be here. The one who needs to be redeemed cannot pay this redemption. That's why they need to be redeemed. There's only one who has the power and the will to redeem the people of God. And that was Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago on a cross at Calvary. There is only one Redeemer, and he is the Creator of heaven and earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ purchased, redeemed his people with his precious blood. That was the price. And these people are now his by redemption. He owns us. He bought us. He paid for us with his life, with his blood. That was shed at Calvary. These people are now his. The people of God are now his by redemption. Purchase. Now these people, before he died, they were his by love and by choice, by election. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. We were in him. But there came the time for the price actually, literally, not spiritually, literally had to be paid. And see, that's something a lot of people don't get because they think this book is a book of stories. They think, You know that tabernacle base? They didn't really kill all them goats. That would have been messy. Yes, it was. It was messy. There was bloodshed in the Old Testament. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Jesus Christ literally came, walked on this earth perfectly, and gave himself to be the willing sacrifice for sin in the fullness of God's time. By the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you by wicked hands crucified and slayed him. But it was by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, and by the willingness of Christ Jesus himself, to be that sacrifice for sin, to obtain eternal redemption for us. Boaz wasn't redeeming anybody but Naomi and Ruth. Christ didn't redeem anybody except for his people, which were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. In the fullness of time, he actually paid that price. In this story, we have Ruth was loved, Ruth was chosen, and Ruth was redeemed. God's people were and are loved. They were and are chosen, and they were redeemed 2,000 years ago when Christ gave up his life for them. He gave himself as the sacrifice for sin forever. And Ruth went on to become David's great-grandma. She begat Obed, who begat Jesse, who begat David the king. That puts her in the lineage of Christ, as man sees it. Ruth had nothing to do with this redemption. Boaz performed it to the letter of the law. That's what he did. Jesus Christ performed our redemption according to the letter of the law. I didn't make these rules. God said this is the way it is. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. And if Christ didn't die for you, you're going to die. That's it. And if Christ did die for you, you shall never die. Believest thou this? He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I believe that. I believe that. I had nothing to do with my redemption. And you had nothing to do with your redemption. It's the same redemption. Matter of fact, I got to thinking about it. There's five things, just right off the top of my head, I did this, to do with salvation that I have nothing to do with. First of all, love. Second of all is election, choice. Those two took place before the foundation of the world. I surely didn't have anything to do with them. Third is redemption. I wasn't even born, and neither was any of you. Fourth is life. When God grants life to his chosen people. And fifth is revelation, when Christ reveals himself to you through this word. Christ does all of these things. He did all of these things without me being present or even breathing for three of them. The glory of salvation. And this is the glory that the world misses totally. They don't seem to understand at all. The glory of salvation is that it has happened. Salvation is of the Lord because he did it. The gospel is the good news of your salvation. The world doesn't get that at all. They see a nice little love story where Boaz got the girl. Well, he did. He got the girl because the Lord laid it upon his heart to buy that girl. Now, the world today might want to play that part down a little bit because they don't like the other thing about buying women. But I am part of Christ's bride because he bought me. With his own precious blood, he shed willingly for me and for every one of his people. He bought us. He owns me. And I am of the opinion, now when you say the word opinion, you know what that means, but still, it's a pretty good opinion. I'm of the opinion I got the better end of that deal. See, all he got was me, but I got him. All he got was me, and I got eternal life in him. And so does every one of his people, because of the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He's purchased this. He's done it. He has redeemed us from all sin. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. And most of all, thankful for you, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Redeemer, the Messiah, who gave himself for our sins, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.